Morning, good evening. I mean, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you for joining us on the Daily Bread on Wednesday evening, morning, afternoon, whichever time you get to listening to it. We welcome you. Today is November the 19th, 2025, our Daily Bread. And aren't we glad that we can have Daily Bread for this day? God takes care of us. So we welcome you. We thank you so much, all of you that come to the Living Waters, to the boot camp, and to the filling station. We thank you. We thank you so much. You are faithful to God's word and you want to learn. And that's why we keep on doing what we're doing, because God wants to get his word out to every believer and even non-believer, that they come and they listen to it and their lives will be changed and transformed. So we thank you for today. And the last time that I did the Daily Bread, I had been saying that maybe we were going to go a different way, but God arrested me and said, no, let's get back to healing, because right now people need healing. Healing we'll always need in our bodies. So we're going to continue doing and speaking on healing. That's my heart's desire. It's always been, since I got born again 46 years ago, to see the body of Christ, to be healed and to know the word and to stay healed. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if there's no sickness in heaven, we shouldn't have any sickness. But it takes the word of God to be instilled into our spirit and be dominated by his word. And if we don't have the word of God in us, we're going to be deceived. We're going to walk in sickness. And not that I'm saying that we're not going to be attacking our bodies, because we are. We live in a cursed world. Even though we're Christians, God said that in this world we will have tribulations, and tribulations and storms and adversities, sickness, whatever the enemy throws at us, we're going to have it all around us. But he has set a table before us in the presence of our enemy, and in the table, healing is there, so we can take healing anytime we want. And that's the eternal living everlasting word that lives and abides in us forever. So Father, we just thank you for all the listeners that are here listening, Father. They are hungry. They want to know you even more. And may you reveal yourself even in a greater way that they have ever known you, Father. And that the word of God will speak to their hearts, make changes in their hearts, in their spirit, and they'll see the word more clearly than they have ever seen it before and heard it, Lord, because they have the spirit of wisdom, spirit of hearing, and the spirit of discernment, Lord, the greater one, the Holy Spirit that lives and abides in us forever, our divine companion for the journey. I thank you, the great Holy Spirit that lives and abides in us forever and ever. So let's start on health food again. Amen. By Kenneth E. Hagin, Health Food Devotions. And let's start reading, if you have your Bibles, or you can write it down. Mark 5:34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague. Mark 5:34. Add faith to the power of God. Add faith to the power of God. Over the years, this is Brother Hagin. I love his stories all the time. I've been reading him for like 15 years, this health food, and it is so good. It always reveals more things than we realize. We think by reading it once, we get it all. No, the more we read it, the more God reveals himself through his word. Amen. Over the years, I've noticed that many people think that just because they feel the power of God go into them, and believe me, I felt the power of God, and I felt the power of God going into other people's bodies when I lay hands on them, they are automatically healed. Again and again, I've had people get tripped up by this and say to me, Brother Hagin, can you help me? I always say, well, I will if I can. They respond, when you prayed for me, I felt the power of God through me. I felt a warm glow all over me, and every symptom I had disappeared. For several days, I never felt better in my life, but now every symptom has come back on me. I'm worse than I ever was. Can you help me? I say, yes, I sure can. Now you thought that just because you felt the power of God go into your body, you were healed. Is that right? Yes, I sure did, they say. Well, I said, that's fine, but you didn't add any faith to it. You just thought that the power was going to do it by itself. But you're going to have to add faith to that power. Jesus said in Mark 5:34, Daughter, your faith has made you whole. What did it? Her faith? I've had those same people come back to have hands laid on them again. And this time they received their healing and held on to it. Even years afterwards, they were completely well. We need to realize this. Sometimes the healing power of God is ministered to the sick person to the degree that the person is manifesting supercharge. Let me read that again. We need to realize this. Sometimes the healing power of God is ministered to a sick person to the degree that the manifestly supercharged power of God is going through their body, yet no real or final healing takes place. The power of God went into their bodies, into our bodies, yet no real or final healing takes place until something happens that releases the faith of the individual. That is so good right there. Just because we have the power of God, we feel it going in, and I've heard this in the 32 years that Pastor Jesse and I have been pastors, and we have laid hands on people, and the power of God, boy, I can sense it. It's going in to them. But if they don't release their faith, now they release it and they hook onto that power of God that is going in like a battery, a charge battery, a power going in them, the power of God going in them, and they don't release their faith, and they're just depending on the power of God, they're not going to get their healing. And I'm learning too, people of God. When I read these devotions, I'm still learning. And now I realize too that I have to release my faith and pull that power so that power can stay in me and bring the manifestation of my healing. So we release our faith, and a lot of people think, well, the power of God will go in me and he'll heal me. But it takes your cooperation. It takes your faith to connect with God's power. And we come in agreement with that power, and the manifestation of my healing will come forth. Amen. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times we miss it, But the more we hear the word and the more the word is revealed to us, the more revelation we get from God's word, it'll bring the manifestation in our bodies that we need. Because a lot of us are still sick. You know, the symptoms are still coming back. And God is giving us the answer right here. We release our faith. When hands are laid on us, the power of God goes into our bodies. And we, at the time when they lay hands on us, we release our faith and say, it is mine. I release my faith, Father, right now. And I receive the manifestation of my healing. Amen. And we just want to say, thank you, Father, for revealing that truth to us in Jesus' name. And this is our confession. I mix faith with the power of God in order to receive and keep my healing. I mix my faith with the power of God in order to receive and keep my healing. I mix my faith with the power of God in order to receive and keep my healing. So, saints of God, we mix our faith. We release our faith. We mix our faith with the power of God. We release our faith when hands are laid on us. And we say, it is mine. I'm releasing my faith, Lord. And I receive my healing for my body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Thank you that you revealed yourself every time, Father, we read the word. We thank you, Father, that we learn something new. We don't know everything, but you give us revelation upon revelation, Father, in your word. And the more we read your word, Father, and we retain it in our body, in our spirits, not in our bodies, but in our spirit, Father, you reveal yourself more and more and more. And I just love you, and I just thank you. And I thank you for all our listeners, Father, all our doers. We're not just hearers, but we're doers of the word, Father. And we thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge, for the greater one, our divine companion for the journey, the Holy Spirit, our counselor, our teacher, our intercessor, our standby, our strengthener, Father God, our lawyer, our advocate, that he is in us, Father, always revealing the truth of God's word and causing us to walk in divine health, causing us to run our race with joy, causing us, Father, to run and do the plan of God that you have already proclaimed in our lives, Father. We are doing our assignment, and we are the light of the world, Father. We are your glory here. And I thank you, Father, that you have set a table before us in the presence of our enemies, Father God. And healing is there in that table. And we have a seat, Father, because you caused us to have a seat at the table. Then you have placed everything before us that we can partake, Father. And you made us to sit in heavenly places far above principalities, powers, and mights and dominions. You said you made us to sit up there. That is our position, that we sit in the heavenly places right next to Jesus. That's our position as children of God. And so we thank you so much, Father, that we have a seat even here on earth, Father, to proclaim our healing and take our healing, take our peace, take whatever we need, Father, provision, protection, the blessings of God, the compassion, the mercy, the goodness, Father, your strength, whatever it is, Father, we can have it. We can have heaven on earth here. And so we want to say thank you so much for coming and listening to the word of God and being filled with the word and staying filled with the word. So we just want to say thank you again. And Brother Andrew will be with you next Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. And we're getting already ready for Thanksgiving. So all this week and next week, let's be mindful and thank God for everything that we have, for everything He has done, for everything that He will continue to do as children of God. We're so thankful for every moment that we have here on earth. We're so thankful for every breath that He gives us every day. We're so thankful that we can live here on earth, being the light and the glory and displaying the goodness and the love of God and bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to every person. We are here on this earth for such a time as this, and we just want to thank the Father for providing for us, for protecting us, for the precious blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus for every hearer and doer that is listening to the word, Father. In the name of Jesus, your blood becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us. We're in the bubble from trouble. We're in the canopy of God's love and protection. So we thank you. We thank you once again, Father. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you. We magnify your precious name. We worship you, Father. We magnify you. Thank you. Thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in His authority and power and His ability. You have His authority, His power and ability. So go forth in joy and thanksgiving and have a blessed evening, a blessed day, a blessed morning. In Jesus' name, we love you so much. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Amen.